perceive it, but as God sees it. The plentiful harvest indicates that God sees that most of humanity will accept the love of God in their lives and will come to faith through the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the 70 should find a great many as they go out to provide this good news to people everywhere that are ready for this kingdom to come into their lives. We, as the new 70, are similarly able to connect with others who want the kingdom in their lives. The preparing of the harvest, the desire of the people for God to come into their lives, is a work that God does. They only need help for them to realize it, someone to declare it to them and gather them in. We may think that it can't be that easy, that many people we want to talk with about Jesus are not all that ready for the gospel. We may feel a similar vulnerability to that which the disciples felt, being sent out with nothing. But is it nothing after all? If the Spirit went with them and goes with us wherever we go, we don't need any real preparation to be the disciples of Jesus, although that may be something that we desire. We easily spread Jesus' love wherever we go, just in our actions with others, smiling instead of frowning, carrying joy with us when so many around us cannot find that. Then when we might be asked why we are so joyful, we get the chance to tell them that Jesus' love is in our hearts, that no matter how dismal the world may seem at times, we can see God's kingdom everywhere in it. That hospitality in all places is what we provide to others and what we often accept for ourselves. We simply can be lifted up as the people of God, living in a beautiful creation that God provides to us. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be always in our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We will continue with our hymn of the day, Love in Any Language.
Thank you.
able. Let us affirm our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. We will now have our prayers of intercession. United in Christ and guided by the Spirit, we pray for the church, the creation, and all in need. Lord of the harvest, you send your church into the world to proclaim Christ's new creation to all. Renew the church as it carries out your mission of peace and healing. We pray for missionaries who accompany your people. God of grace, hear our prayer. Your creation abounds with flowing waters and diverse creatures. Guide the work of climate scientists as they develop and advocate ways to restore Earth's natural balance. Motivate humankind to adopt lifestyles that protect and sustain the Earth. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
You guard the nations. Let no leaders exalt themselves, but lift up the most vulnerable and work for the good of all. Send your Spirit to eradicate classism and inequity, violence and war, poverty and hunger. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
You desire abundant life for all. As we celebrate Independence Day, instill in us gratitude, generosity, and persistence in working toward freedom for all people. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Mothering God, you care for all people in need. Nourish those who are hungry, restore employment to those who have lost work, and hear those who are sick, and comfort all who are dying or grieving. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We remember the saints who proclaimed your reign on earth and now rest in you. Whom we remember today, make us faithful in our witness to Christ's new creation. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We pray especially this day for Ray, for Don, for Tanya, for James, for Deb, for Pastor Don, for Elijah, for Gordon Daughtry, Pastor Sarah, Randy, Rodney, Beverly, Cherry, William, Harper, Pastor Joyce, Pastor Ken, and Mason. We pray this day with our thoughts of celebrating this holiday in our nation. Almighty God, you have given us this good land as our heritage. Make us always remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Make us, who came from many nations with many languages, a united people that delights in our many different gifts. Show us the splendor of diversity and the beauty of unity in your own divine life. Bless our land with honesty in the workplace, truth in education, and honor in daily life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. When times are prosperous, let our hearts be thankful, and in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. God of every time and place, in Jesus' name and filled with your Holy Spirit, we entrust these spoken prayers and those in our hearts into your holy keeping. Amen.
Amen.
Our offering hymn is Let There Be Peace on Earth.
I would like to thank you for the continuation of financial support, the Christian ministry here at Our Savior. Foremost today, under my announcements, will be to welcome Vicar Pastor Charlie. We're very happy to have you at Our Savior. Make sure that you introduce yourselves to him so that he can start making some faces and bodies so he knows them. I have a couple of announcements today. Vacation Bible School will begin at St. Paul Lutheran Church on West Water Street. It will be from August 1st to the 5th, from 5 o'clock in the evening until 7:30, ages 4 to adult. Our adults are welcome to participate in the adult Bible study. The registration form is online, and please register by July 18th to receive a t-shirt. There are some copies of this back in the narthex on the table. Another thing that's quite interesting that's going on in Port Huron, it's called Faith and Family on the Plaza. I'm sure that a lot of you have gone past McMorran and seen all of the restorations that they've done out front. On Sunday evenings, from 7 until 9, there will be music. Faith and Family is the headlines on this. Help spread the word about positive Christian music concerts each Sunday night at McMorran on the plaza. And actually, it starts tonight, and it will be by the Port Huron Assembly of God. So I'm going to leave this back on the table at the narthex so that you can look at it as well. Today, our offering prayer: God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to your labor in your field and equip us to hear fruit for the good of all. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Please rise as you are able. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn, which we will speak. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna,
Hosanna
in the highest.
In the highest.
Blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, almighty and merciful God. You are most holy, and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his coming into the world to fulfill for us your holy will and to accomplish all things for our salvation. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Remembering therefore his salutary command, his life-giving passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and the promise of his coming again, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you mercifully to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and these your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and receiving the forgiveness of sin, may be formed to live as your holy people and be given our inheritance with all your saints. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray with confidence in the words our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Christ's presence there is fullness of joy. Come to the banquet. Receive the body of Christ given for you. If you may take the wafer now and eat. And now the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink. Let us pray. Life-giving God, through this meal you have bandaged our wounds and fed us with your mercy. Now send us forth to live for others, both friend and stranger, that all may come to know your love. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. The God of peace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you, comfort you, and show you the path of life, this day and always. Amen. Our sending hymn is How Great Thou Art.
Bow in humble